Podcast Time. It's party time from the Culture Swine on Radio DR.co.za.
Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine, and I know everyone has missed me. I've missed everyone too. Hope everyone is keeping safe and sanitized during these difficult times. My guests here today are the S Squad, baby. It's my S Squad. We got a CJ.
Yes, sir. Black Boy Black. We're in the building. We're live with party time.
We got Nono.
Third time returning guest.
Do you want to say that one more
third
time?
Third time returning guest, third whatever, man.
And then we've got someone new,
someone special.
What do you say?
Yo, guys, I'm just going to say this nigga has put us through a lot. It's Mongi in the Heezy. We call him Tiger, though.
Yeah, what to do. Joseph Jones, you know it is.
Yeah, we literally got members of Joseph, members of Bass Gang, you know. So Nono and I are basically chilling with, what do you call them? Skr-skr!
Yeah, that's exactly what you call them.
Today's episode, we want to discuss things that like men and women want to ask each other, you know. So I'm opening the conversation to the four of us. And I'm basically going to give the guys a chance to ask us, or ask any girl out there, these 10 questions, and then we'll also try as much as possible, Nono and I will try as much as possible to respond, and then vice versa. But also remember that we can't represent a whole gender. We can only speak from our own opinions and our own experiences.
So it is 10 questions each, like 10 for
basically
you girls and 10 for the guys.
Yeah. So I don't know who has a question like from the top of their head and wants to start.
Okay, I've got a question. Why is it so hard for females to shoot their shot first? Why is it easier for us guys to do it, and why is it so hard for females to do it, even though they really dig the guy?
But like, we don't ever have to do that. We've never been like, you know. Okay, personally, well, I know for you, your answer is gonna be much different.
Yeah, very, very.
She
different.
Fucking shoots her shot, through, but like, I don't know. I'm literally just like any other person, including guys. I'm obviously scared of rejection, but like, I've never had to be in that situation. Why would I just randomly start to like, you know? You guys, you literally have no choice about it. You're gonna be single for the rest of your lives, type of thing. We also just get hit on like way more than
you
like
know, you know.
You
know what I'm asking? Cause like, okay, you'll find that I'll shoot my shots, I'll get the girl, and then I'll eventually find out, no, she was digging me as well the whole time. But if she also shot a shot, I mean, it was just going to cut the whole foreplay thing. You guys must shoot your shot.
Well,
upon your time,
we'll
see you doing our best.
Me, personally, I shoot my shot. I've gained this confidence, I don't know from which devil, but I've gained this confidence of shooting my shot. And not all the time do I get the answer that I would like, but I can say before, when I didn't used to shoot my shot, that like I didn't do it because obviously everyone's afraid of rejection. And I think for females, well, most females, we're emotional creatures, so we would take that rejection deeper. Yeah, we'll take it to heart more than a nigga. A nigga can get rejected and be like, okay, move on, next bitch. Yeah, exactly. But for us, it's a thing that will last forever and
the
ever.
Rest of your life.
Mm.
No, makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for guys. Why is it so hard to communicate?
Hey, bro. Words.
Words, bro.
We do communicate. It's just the girls never know like what we're trying to say. You guys never want to understand
Yeah,
us.
And it's so hard to understand what you guys want.
Yeah,
so
true.
We always say the wrong thing. And then, you know, it just becomes a thing of us trying to read between the lines and, oh my gosh, bro.
Okay, let me be specific with my question.
Yeah.
So, guys, if I, let's say for argument's sake, I want to see you today. And I tell you, hey, I would like to see you today. Like, that is as straightforward as my, like, statement can be. Hey, I would like to see you today. Instead of you telling me, you know what, I have a work thing or I have errands to run or whatever the situation is that makes you unable to come see me. You are going to mize me the whole day, be like, yo, listen, I'll hit you up when I'm available. No, don't hit me up when you're available. Why can't you just say that, listen, there's 1-3 things that are about to happen, which might end up with me not being able to come and see you.
Because when we do say those things, you guys always have more to say, and then it's like a big argument. You're like, why are you doing this? Why are you, you know? So we try to just tell you afterwards we're done what we're doing. That makes sense. I don't know if you
yeah, and I mean, like, hey, man, niggas just have bad communication skills, like, straight up. You know what I'm saying? We know how to talk to each other. We're straight to the point.
That's the thing, though, with your niggas, communication is fucking A1.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But you guys, when you guys communicate as well, it's good because you'll understand each other. Now, we in your world now. We have to figure out how to say things without stepping on your toes and so on. But, like, to your question, I mean, it's easy to tell a girl, yo, I'm busy today, whatnot. If he's going to beat around the bush, it's obviously, I don't know, he's got his own intentions, he's probably seeing another girl, or he's probably not really busy and he's avoiding you. But if it was somebody that was just really busy, how fair to she would say, yo, I can't see you today.
Oh, wait. Smongs, do you have a question?
Shit. Fuck. You guys are meant to get us prepared for this shit.
This is the preparation. This is the preparation.
Okay, a question to girls. Why do girls like arguing with guys?
Like, no one like, likes.
No,
should.
Girls like arguing.
Yo, no one likes.
That's so true, dude. And then
they argue with this.
I think they enjoy it or some shit. Like,
yes.
Because you guys are always messing up. There's always something to argue about. No one wants to enjoy arguing. There's
okay,
not
wait,
like.
Wait, okay, wait. Let's put it this way. Why is it so hard to squash an argument instead of prolonging it? Why is it so hard to get to a mutual, like, understanding or conclusion without, like, furthering the argument?
I think, yes, that is a massive one. I don't think, okay.
Yo, it's fun.
What was I saying? If I'm moody, you're moody.
I think it's also to, like, get a reaction out of you guys. We're so used to you guys literally not caring about anything that you do. The only way to make you guys, I don't know, feel anything is to just, like,
start an argument.
Feel something, like, say something, nigga. Yeah. Like, emotion, something.
So, like, low-key, you guys just enjoy it as well. Mm. So there is that bit of, like, okay, let me just fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, but we don't fucking take it from, like, the air, bro. There's something existing to argue about.
No, there's always something existing. There's always something existing that we've also prolonged and left to, like... And then, obviously, it builds up, bruh. If I keep forgiving you for some shit, it builds up. And then one day, you're gonna do the slightest thing that's gonna annoy me, and then I'm gonna have to now explode and now say other shit. Yeah, now I'm saying other shit. Now I'm bringing in the fact that you, bruh, like, leave your underwear on the fucking floor. Now I'm bringing up, like, you don't close the door, you don't roll up the windows in the car, you know what I mean? Because we don't deal with a problem as women. Well, I think of myself as someone that doesn't deal with the problem at hand, like, on the day that it happens. I, like, leave it, I prolong it.
You'll see it via my mood.
So by the time an argument starts, that's like, you guys are just, like, taking out all that other bottled stuff that you've been just bottling up.
Yeah, no, for sure. No knees.
Hey, Brie, I have 4 core questions in my head. Why do you guys laugh?
Yo,
that's my question.
That's the biggest one.
Why?
No. It's not personal.
I don't think that's a fair question. Like,
no, I'm joking. It's not.
Like, women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie.
Hey, bro, you guys taught us how to lie. We got this shit from you guys.
No, for sure. We learned lying from men.
To be honest, guys, I really think females are so much better at lying than... Men are.
Because
men are, and you guys know that. To be honest, you guys know that.
No, yes, women are better at lying because.
You but you guys have to maintain way too many lies. Yeah. That's the thing. Your lives are so entangled that you're lying to 7 different gals.
Exactly. Whereas with us, we're just lying to just one.
Lying to one or two.
About,
you know,
one thing.
Like, right, literally.
From I'm here, but I'm going to go there, and I'm done.
Literally.
And I don't mention too many names. I don't mention too many places. With you guys, you guys entangle this shit. Where it's like, you said you're in PNP, but I'm seeing Central Park behind you in the picture. But then you saying that you posted it 10 days ago, but it's saying there 3 days ago. You know, you do too much.
We bad liars. We're bad liars and we're transparent. You guys can see this nigga. Okay, he's fucking with me. You can tell when a guy's lying because we're bad liars. You guys are good liars. We don't know when you're lying. And when you do lie, it's so good to the point where like it's like, oh my God, this is another level of... That's why women are better cheaters than men.
Oh my God, sis.
I know for a fact if my brother was here right now, shout out to the dragon, he would be like,
oh my God.
That show, he literally like lives to watch that show and he's always like,
stop.
This is a show that basically shows that like women are liars.
They are better at cheating, they are better at lying, better at manipulating, like everything.
Oh, the manipulation one is right.
I'm telling you, that's why you guys are better cheaters. Oh my God, women cheat so much better. Like, oh, she'll come back, she'll cook for you. She'll raise your kid like nothing happens. We sloppy when we cheat. You can tell a nigga was seeing a girl. Ah, nah, nigga. You look like you just went to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? You'll stick around if you really like the dude and shit. But us, y'all can cheat for like 25 years and like raise a family.
Speaking of cheating, I have a real question for you guys.
Yes.
What is cheating to you guys? And like, also, like a sub little whatever question, why is it that you guys can literally fuck around with the girl and like just fuck with her, but the minute she literally does anything, you guys lose interest? Like, fucking.
I think you should hold the mic now.
It's all yours.
Yeah, I got nothing to say to that.
Nah.
What is cheating? At least answer the first part. What is cheating?
What's the first question?
What is to cheat? What is cheating in a relationship? What do you define cheating as?
Okay, personally, I define cheating as if you show emotional attention to someone. So if it doesn't, you don't have to have sex with them. You might not even like, you know, have to see the guy all the time. But if you're showing him emotional attention, if he's texting you and you're texting him back and you give him that time. So the fucking is just physical. But I think if you, I think it's the emotional attraction you give to someone else. And
so
you give
them
the time.
So you could forgive someone cheating on you?
If, I won't say personally I would. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. But if like there's so many people that like fuck other people and then they would forgive them because they legit didn't fall for that person they were fucking. So like you could tell, okay, she slipped up, she fucked another nigga, but she doesn't love this nigga. But if you like fall in love with somebody, you don't even have to be fucking him. That's what really hurts. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's cheating to me though. But like, you know, the physical part of it is very tricky. Cause even
tricky,
like, you know, holding a girl, a female friend's hand could be like, you know, lead to like maybe you seeing this person or what. So yeah, dude, I think for everybody it's different. It's how you know, view it.
Yeah, dude, I kind of agree with CJ. Like, basically, if you're showing too much emotion, like, there's a difference between, like, when you, like he said, like, if you slept and you slept with someone, but now if you're in a whole different relationship while we're in a relationship, then that's a whole different story. Like, you're calling this person
bae.
Why
does that bother you guys more than, like, the act of just doing shit, bro?
Pardon, say that again?
Why does it bother you guys more than actually physically being intimate with a whole other person?
Because like you now, like the relationships is mostly emotions, right? Like you're showing your love and your commitment and all that shit. So now if
you guys, yeah, I guess.
If to what?
For me it's balanced like 100%.
So what is cheating to you guys?
So what is, yeah,
if you fucking text another hoe.
No
literally
way.
No, yes.
What if
I
you just read like
I don't give a fuck if we started today. I want them hoes gone by noon.
I've seen that. Listen,
guys, sometimes you have to understand that there are females that we know before we meet you guys. That are friends with us and we've known them for a long time. I mean, we're not going to just like cut them off now because we're
going to... No, not like that. I'm just saying for real. The cheating
no, but
for
that's
me
texting.
Is,
that's
no,
texting
no, no,
host.
I'm lying about the cheating. Whatever. Cheating is literally any type of if you kiss somebody else, if you fucking sleep with somebody else.
No. And also, yes, the text, but depending on what are the texts. Also, like you can't be like, hi, and then be like, oh, you're cheating. No. But if you are deliberately encouraging that person, and you're also encouraging that shit, then that's cheating. Then that's cheating. But also, if you are out here, why are you holding another girl's hands?
Yeah, bro, if you also kiss, if you kiss someone else, like, what the fuck is that?
Don't do that. That's definitely cheating for me. All that, like...
So now, I can't hold another girl's hand.
Literally,
why?
Hold her own hand,
literally, bro.
No, it could look
why
like...
Why, my man?
Okay, let's say I'm with my girl, right? And then I come across like a friend of mine who's also a female that I haven't seen for a while. And then I hug her and maybe the hug is a bit too long. or it's a bit too physical.
If you pick her up, it's not my fault.
Then you guys blame us, and then it's like I was encouraging that shit. But sometimes girls do that to piss off, you know, the girlfriend or whatnot.
Which is what's shitty about it, because girls literally hate other girls, bro. That's the thing. Why would you want someone to have
That's cool. Girls, hate each other. And yes, she's the one that's doing it to piss your girlfriend off. Why are you encouraging it? Because you should cut it off. You should be like, listen, it's nice now.
You have
now.
All the power we've in that situation. Now.
Okay, like, sometimes I think it's because
You don't want to
brush off the other girl and make it seem like, you know, now you're being a dick and shit because your girls are around and, you know.
Yes, I am being a dick because my girls are around. What the hell do you mean? That's the whole point. No, but that's the whole point because...
That's how I want to be, like, secure in a relationship. Definitely. Legit shit, because you also wouldn't fucking like it if niggas started picking me up and, like, all of this stuff. Would that...
If a nigga's going to pick you up, and you dating me? Nah, that's trouble that day.
So but that's what we're saying. Is
the
that
same
like,
thing.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what we're saying is that like you want to put trust on me that if a nigga's out here about to pick,
why are you picking hands up and having these deep hugs with him and holding hands with him?
No.
Letting girls sit on your laps like that shit is not on, guys.
No. That shit though. What if you don't hold hands and you don't let girls sit?
Yeah, bro.
If
a guy does it, then he's like, he's fumbling.
Yeah, that's where the cheating comes in. Basically, because every girl's gonna go for a guy, every guy's gonna go for a girl, and if you allow it, then you allow the cheating.
And you guys must also understand that like you can be in love with somebody, but like sexually and physically attracted to a whole lot of other people.
So,
it goes back to being emotional, because you can slip up and be angry at your partner and go sleep with someone, but you just did it because of the heat of the moment.
That's not okay, though.
No, it's not.
Why the fuck are we in a relationship?
Of course it's not okay.
So that's why I'm saying that shit is cheating.
No, but sometimes now you'll break up with someone. But you'll break up with someone that you really love because of that shit.
You won't love someone if you fucking do that shit to them, bro. In this 21st like century age dating, obviously that shit is gonna happen. It is happening. It's still gonna happen.
85% of relationships.
85, 95, my G. Like even 99, in fact.
Hey, 99.
Wow. 99. Are you talking from experience, party type?
Fuck off. I don't have any experience, but I know it's 99. Yeah. I see them people in relationships in my DMs. Hi.
Hey, bro.
It's why I don't trust relationships. Only my man out here fucking in other people's DMs.
He's everybody's man.
Bruh, legit. So, Inga, could never joke post on Facebook. Ooh, which brings me to another question I'm trying to ask.
Question.
Oh, is it the niggas' turns? Yeah.
Don't forget your question.
I won't.
What, she's going to forget.
Wait, I'm just thinking. I'm trying to come up with something. I'm actually blank. Okay, you guys ask a question and then I'll think of a question while we're answering you guys.
Oh wait, my question is, when is it the right time to post each other on?
Ooh, I also got the next question.
On social media, one, two. This is a sub one. Why do men not post their girlfriends much as the girl does on social medias?
They're keeping their options open.
Can I answer first? Well, when to start posting each other is when you guys are actually in a committed relationship and you guys know that you're dating. So when you guys are still like, you know, in a little entanglement, whatever they call it, then you can't be posting that person, you know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to now you're in a relationship and now she's posting you and you're not posting a lot, it's probably because you're not that much of a poster or...
Some guys just don't like posting, bro. It's not like, about not posting you, but some guys will not post you because they don't want the other bitches to see. Okay, they might have a bit more than one girl and they just don't want to break the hearts of the other girls, so it's a mutual ground. But some guys just don't like posting at all, and girls like posting, bro, even their kids, themselves, their friends.
Yeah, but if you fucking know it's something that like makes me happy in a relationship, why aren't you fucking
You should say Pelly's got other hoes, right? Straight up. He's got other hoes. I don't want Jessica to be mad because he's posting all the time. And now he's also like, oh, you're born. And then now I have to explain myself, you know what I'm saying?
But my thing is like, okay, when you are doing when you're doing your side things, Nem, yes, okay, you've got your main chick, but shouldn't your sides know that there is a main chick whom you will be posting? Or do you guys just go into these side entanglements without disclosing that there actually is a mem?
Shouldn't she also understand that?
I think in most cases, like, the side knows, bruh. Because that's how you keep the peace.
Exactly. Then why is she getting pissed if I'm getting posted on my man's social media?
Because she didn't stick to the contract. We're just here to have fun and there's nothing else. And then they always start off like that. Like, okay, Nam, I'm just looking for la, la, la.
But then you guys continue to get into these situationships.
What do you
guys even when they find out what side girl is slipping. They still go back and they like, "Bethu, usuqa lezinto zakho ke manje, kodwa senzeni." And it's like, dude, you know that she's like slipping. Yeah, ke phela.
Oh my god.
No, niggas wanna dive into that fucking deep end, bruh.
Hey, but yeah, I don't know. Hey,
sometimes
I think it's different strokes.
There, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's different strokes. And sometimes the second one is around because she's like the de-stressor, you know. She does the things the main doesn't. Sometimes dudes like. I think some relationships people get bored of each other, bro. So you need a bit of excitement.
That's but excitement within the relationship. Yeah. Let's
try a threesome.
Rather, would you guys involve me in it?
Would you guys? Okay. Would you guys? Both of you. If your boyfriend said, okay, maybe the sexual spark is running out, let's try threesome, would you do it?
I'd be open to it.
Instead of him going to another girl, right?
No, I legit would be open to it, but I'd rather Yonk and I and I and the
Edlini together.
Yeah, but even if he says, I'm between 1 to 2. Okay,
let me go in with you.
I'm there.
But I personally think with someone you love, when you bring another person sexually, it's gonna fuck up.
But if you do it together, it's something that she's gonna learn. What? Okay. Yes. No. Of course. I'm not gonna lie.
Bring another nigga to fuck his wife if we're having a threesome. Well, a guy wouldn't bring another guy.
It works for some guys.
Yeah.
What?
But what I'm so, but my
What you guys are doing the never, same way you guys can girl. Separate your emotions and your other stuff. That should fucking work for you guys.
Okay, but
you know
my
the
conclusion
of why there's this third person there and they're just there for that.
Yeah. Mina, my thing is just that, like, guys, you're not going to tell me that you want to bring someone into our thing and then I'm just going to be like, oh, okay. No, it's going to be painful. But if you take me along the journey together and we talk it through the whole time and, like, we have an open discussion about it, by the time I say figure leyo muntu to, you know, be included, instead of
I don't know, bro. I think like down the line, bro, it would fuck up somehow, bro. Like, I don't know, bro.
Are we constantly using this person?
What if now, like, you know, we get into an argument and then I leave and it's like, okay, now you're going to go see Lomodi because now you've...
But now you're breaking the contract. That's not what we discussed.
So
we
it's meant to be a once-off thing.
No, but we discussed Uguti.
Again, you go every time,
yeah,
guys.
But also we discussed...
Aside from the keep changing,
my thing is like the discussion is, okay, we're gonna do this with this person, but we're doing it together. Every time we're with this person, we are together with this person. Whether it's a different girl every time, whether
every
it's a different
relationship,
but we are together.
Just
why am I just real when I wear to see Kale Soba be learned? No, then Lapo, you're breaking it then.
True. No, you said you had a sub question.
Nah, I fucking forgot it now.
Yeah,
do you guys have a question?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Why do girls like to go actually, I think I just got the answer for it. Like, go to the toilet all together, like, but because of makeup and shit, I'm guessing.
We don't wear makeup, first of all.
But why
so
do girls always go to the toilet together?
Every time they go to the toilet, they go together.
We can only answer this in memes.
Legit. What's up with that? Because we go by ourselves. What's up?
Okay, first of all, it's for the company. Like, it's nice to have someone there peeing with you, even if they're not peeing, just like to talk and like have fun, you know. And obviously, if we're with niggas, we can go gossip about them in the toilet. What else happens in there?
Stop telling them.
I'm telling them.
This fucking magical place for you guys. What the
dude.
Fuck?
Like,
no.
Even in the clubs, you guys become dude. Friends with strangers.
Yeah, like, no, for lit. Sure. No, it just is nice to have someone there with you. Also for safety now, since, Bruh. You know, that crap that's happening. Yeah. So, safety
you just
first.
Have a toilet culture, bro.
And then company. Yeah, and it's just like, you know, it's easy. It's easier to pee when you know that there's someone there supporting you. Oh, wow. I don't know. No, what's your
Avery? I don't know. It is what it is.
That's basically brushing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, don't guys not go to the toilet together? But you guys, I'm sure there's something that guys do something together.
Not the toilet,
but like. I mean, don't you guys sword fights with your...
Oh, my gosh,
with your wieners.
I don't know anyone personally that does that, but I'm sure there are some a little bit...
white boys or some shit. No, not trying to be racist. I'm just saying, I fucked with white people. I went to white schools as well. That's what I'm saying, God. White boys. Because I know how literally. White boys do
digging their racist holes.
Facts.
I got a question, but I don't know how to like ask it. Okay.
When is
it the right time to let your friend leave with another guy? Like, what type of guy must it be? You know, if you come to the club with your friends and then one question. Of your friends like maybe falls for a guy there and that guy wants to like, you know, take her from the squad. Most of the time it's like, no, we came together, we stayed together. Sometimes you guys let the friend go. Like, when is it the right time to let it?
Wait, can I just ask this question? Is the friend, is the guy also your friend, or is the guy,
that she came with? No, it's a guy that you guys met like in the club. Like, it's a new guy.
When is it the right time?
For example, if there's like three of you guys, you'll go out together.
Yeah.
And then while you're in the club, one of your friends maybe falls for a guy, and that guy wants to take her alone and maybe leave with her.
Yeah.
Sometimes you guys are like, no, we came together, stay together. Obviously for safety and shit, you don't know the guy, he's a stranger. But when is it the right time to like say, okay, no, you can leave with him if
like,
he's a stranger?
You know.
Honestly, there's never a right time. To be very, very honest,
Craig.
Honestly, there's never a right time because that's shady. It's scary, obviously, and you also want to protect your friend. But also, maybe just get the guy into the group and get him chatting. You know, figure him out as well. Get some information up.
Yeah,
because
I've seen girls like let their friends like leave with strangers, like complete strangers and stuff.
Yeah, because that's the fucking shit they do, bro. It is what it is.
Yeah, like, not
for
all.
Some friends, bro, I'm literally gonna tell you, you do whatever the fuck.
No,
you
like sometimes
do,
you'll get a girl that really wants to leave and the friends will be like, nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
you came with us, you
no,
leave with us.
Because we know of like, you know, of some shit.
Shady shit.
Yeah.
Like what? Like what do you
no,
what do
not
what
of the guy, just like
what okay, what are like shady shit that like guys do like for example, just give me an example.
Just open the news, like the news channel, open a newspaper and you'll see all the fucking shady, nasty shit that they do. But like, yeah, obviously, first and foremost, it's safety for your friend. But secondly, it's also, I want to get to know this. Bring
literally.
The guy. Don't go and now just be with him there. But also bring him to the crew. Let's hear him speak. Let's hear where he's
like
from.
Have a chat with him.
Yeah.
Bro. You also need to know where he stays and all of that stuff.
Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
If you're gonna, if she's fighting and she wants to go, be like, okay, give me guy's number, give me guy's address, give me, you know, and then can I come fetch you in the morning or something, you know, like to be extra, extra fucking careful. But something
these
must
days,
happen.
Bro, you don't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, but these days.
I wouldn't
let
any of my mates leave with any nigga from the club. I don't care who the fuck he is.
And I don't care how much you're fighting me. So we'd rather not be friends ever again.
Literally.
But Mina, I'm not taking you. You are not going there. You.
Yeah, I see those situations a lot, bro. Where the girl's like, nah, no ways. You're not leaving with this nigga. Understandable.
Yeah.
It's your time. It's your time.
Question for the niggas. A bit of a serious one. How do you guys feel with all this GBV stuff that's happening in South Africa?
Do we maybe need to catch you up on it? Do you actually know?
Yeah, give us a little summary.
Of this fucking hectic stuff happening to all these women and children and old people and like, what's up with that? Is it affecting you guys? Is it something that you guys think about really every day? Because on our minds, literally every single thing that you do you're worried about guys everywhere.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad we brought this up. Like, honestly, it does affect us. I mean, we have mothers, we have sisters, we have cousins, female cousins, we have friends. So it also hits home, bro. Like, it's really, really fucked up. And it's also happening at a fucked up time as well. But I think, like, now it's, like, more noticeable because everybody's speaking out. And I think that's the first step. I mean, that's the first step to like, anything, is everybody speaking up about it. But it is fucked up. I really can't speak for the guys that do that because I'm not quite sure what type of mentality you have to be in to be doing stuff like that. But in GFS, there's not much I can really say about it. But, yeah, we are moving in the right direction if we're going to, like, speak about it. But you guys are really fucking tripped out as well. I mean, like, girls are, like, extra cautious these days. Yeah. And, like, every guy is, like, a bit, got a bit of dodginess now. So, you know, and it paints every other guy as, like, you know, a fucking weirdo now, bruh. Like, we all like weirdos because we're in the same boat, bruh.
Sure.
And this men's trash shit is, like, okay, we'll take it for now because... Yeah, our team is losing, bro.
For now.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, currently our team is losing, guys. Honestly, like, yeah, we're fucking up, bro. I won't lie.
I just feel like there's nothing that you guys are doing from your end to show that you're even half affected by it. You guys, because you're right in front of me.
Well, like, give us an example. None of the guys that I know. What can we do?
So much. You guys are literally rappers and lyricists and stuff. You could release one track about something, even if it isn't that. There's so much. Honestly, like...
Okay, I see where you're going. No.
Like, there's just research to be, like, if it really is something that was, I can't even explain to you how terrified I get, bro, the minute I have to interact with the male. From the minute I leave my gates to when I go to the spa, every single thing I do in my life, I'm literally worried about a nigga who might be looking at me, who might be following me, who might be, it's an everyday single, like, every single day, a fear of mine.
Yeah.
Yo, damn, this is deep. Fuck, yeah, this is deep, bro. And I mean, like, I think it's been happening for a long time, but now it's just more public. That's why I say we're moving in the right direction if everybody's speaking about it. Because, I mean, people are aware now, you know, people are aware, people are talking about it. But I can't put myself in a female's shoes, you know?
I think it's not that people are, like, it's being spoken about. This thing sometimes loses momentum. Because it can be, it can get exposed as much as possible. I mean, look, back then it was just, was it last year where they did the Surviving Durban, the list of niggas on Twitter?
List.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it lost momentum. And then now it's this.
Literally.
And then this is going to lose momentum.
Yeah, because no one's bothered about doing anything about it.
I think the first step, and I want to shout out to C-Tor, Fave.
Fave.
Yeah. Because he wrote, like, a whole thread about basically how men can take it upon themselves into, like, cutting that shit, that culture of rape. And he said, like, I'm obviously, like, I don't remember the word, like, word for word. Don't remember word for word. But he basically said, calling out your friends, bruh.
Literally.
Calling out your friends when you're at the club, this thing of niggas going to a girl and, like, keep
forcing yourself on her.
Like, when if she's not feeling you, she's not feeling you. You know what I mean?
Even catcalling women. You're making girls feel uncomfortable literally every single fucking minute of the day.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas everywhere.
Like, he literally listed a whole bunch of shit where he's like, you know, even I know that, like, my friends have done this shit and I've looked away and I've laughed and we've done this and he was just saying, like, that it stops today, and, like, we need to start just being better as men. Like, within us, we need to stop shit like 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5.
Yeah, no. I second that. I think, like we know a lot of guys that do fucked up shit and we don't, like, speak about it and we don't let other people know about it. Definitely there's times where you just, you know, you've seen your homie or you know somebody, but as he mentioned, like, it stopped that day. Maybe he was like, okay, fuck, okay, now I'm sick of this shit, and if more people maybe stand up, like, and do something similar to what he did, then yeah, that could also help as well. Because I've seen some fucked up shit and I've never, you know, spoke about it or spoke of it and kept it a secret. So I am, like, guilty of that as well. So I think, yeah,
But it's also not just men, women as well. Yeah. And especially, like, remember when you read after that lady that was pregnant and she got hung, and like she got killed and hung. And then to when you go deep into the story, it was a fucking husband's wife that, like, hired a...
Hired women are doing wicked shit too.
Hired a hitman to
but
kill
like
her.
You guys, when, like, a lot of cases that involve women killing men, you know, it's not as like out there, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and you know, and for society as well, always like...
No, definitely, there are 1000% things that don't get the momentum, you know, and it sucks. It definitely sucks, because at the end of the day, someone's life was lost, someone's life was completely changed by that event, you know. But what I'm saying is, as each individual, we all just need to fucking start calling shit out. Like, whether or not, if like you're on some tip, I'm gonna be like, listen, my guy, that's not right. Listen, my girl, that's not right. Yeah. Girls need to stop this, especially fighting for men, bruh. Like, out of all the things you could fucking fight about and kill each other, like, for, you're gonna fight and kill each other for men? The people that literally like oppress us every fucking damn day of our lives. You wake up to your dad's surname, you know. Even if you were to take your mom's surname, it's still her dad's surname. Do you understand? We are oppressed by these people that we are killing each other for. Come on, girls, come on.
Yeah, I want to ask a question actually while we're on this topic. What do you guys think should be the sentence of false accusation when it comes to rape?
They must
jail. Jail.
But like, what's the sentence? What is it? Like, you can't just say jail. Like, how
it depends. We're not lawyers.
Life, bruh. No, but yeah, if I had to be life, honestly, life. Yeah, because you've ruined someone's life. You've messed up someone's life. Like, their reputation, everything. So 100%. For me, if you falsely accuse someone.
There's these cases now. There's these cases where guys come out, like, where they find out, oh no, Spanban has been inside for like 15 years and only now the evidence comes out. Or maybe the girl will come forward and say, you know, she was young at the time or whatever story. But I don't think there's a harsh enough sentence for false accusation, because they take that very seriously. And girls lie a lot about being raped, and they agree to do a whole lot of shit, and then when it's like it looks bad on them, then it's easy for them to change the will. And law enforcement supports females a lot, so like it's harder for us. Yeah, so no, when it comes to situations like this, they'll ask questions later. I'm telling you, if a female phones a cop and says, I'm being abused or I'm being
hit. But then if that was the case, then GBV wouldn't be something that's trending right now. If that was the case,
our law enforcement doesn't. They turn a brand eye to this stuff all the time.
Whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, they suck, NJ. But what I'm saying is, I would say life personally, but I know there's a story I also read just recently that said a man came out after 10 years of prison for falsely being accused that he raped his child, and the mother was the one that basically told the child to lie about the rape. But she said that the child must lie about the rape because he was actually abusing the mother. So now that's a plot twist. Yeah, now that's a fucking plot twist. Is that she, yes, it sucks. It sucks that she falsely accused him of rape. You know, the child was 8 at the time and like went and said that my dad is raping me, you know, because the mom told her to do that. But the mother was being abused by the husband and she needed a way out. So she chose, I think that for her was easier than saying divorce. Maybe divorce for her and her family shunned upon, or whatever the case may be.
Or maybe she was scared to divorce him.
Or something, yeah, something, you know. So I can't answer that question, Monge Zoguti, why do women falsely accuse men of raping? Because everyone, they do it and it sucks. It's selfish, actually, if anything. But, you know, everyone is fighting a
and
demon.
And sometimes it's the friends as well. Like, Zoguti, the actual... like girl that's involved in the situation is not so out there, she's being forced by her friends, like, no, go tell the cops, go do that. So even that, like, it just happens a lot. I've seen a lot of guys, like, you know, like being shined upon and like dirt thrown and at their name because of this shit. And yeah, girls do it a lot.
I think it's whack. I say life. I think the punishment should be life.
Boy.
Yeah, I think it's your turn there.
Our turn.
Yeah.
Dummy down. Men, what do you have against condoms?
Lol.
Shit, that's easy. I think girls feel the same way too.
Yes.
It's the pleasure distraction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. It feels better without the condom. So, like, I don't think there's a... Yeah, there's another dude. Answer. Am I wrong? Does it feel better? Does it feel better with a condom for you guys? Huh?
They're saying yes.
The safety feels better. You know, like,
literally. Literally.
Yo, bro. Hey, girls like painting us as battles. You guys love it without the condom, bro. Like your don'ts and you love it without the condom. What are you talking about? Come on, bro. We wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for scone, bro. So yeah.
Life.
Maybe okay, the question you should have asked was why do we not use condoms?
Okay, no. My thing is like if I'm suggesting to you to use a condom, like I place it in your hand.
I think this one's for CJ.
CJ, yeah.
If I'm placing it in your hand, I'm obviously saying, hey,
use it.
So what happens when you decide to put it in your pocket, put it on like somewhere and not use it?
Hey, Mogi, bro, I don't know. You're going to have to help me with this one. Bro, there's a lot of cases where you'll wake up.
Was it hard to open the wrapper?
Ish, bro, it just wasn't there at the time, like close enough. You know, but nah, bro. Like I think it's the heat of the moment, bro. Most of the time, because you'll wake up and find, oh my god, I had 3 condoms in my back pocket, but I didn't even use one. But you guys also know. But you guys know. No,
I've got a question. I've just got a question.
You can't do this. Let's put the condom on and let's carry on. But you guys don't say that.
Why do you allow it to happen? Yeah. Why do you
expect it to happen?
Caught up in the moment, also. But then, gents, how do you guys decide who you're gonna babs raw, and who you're gonna fucking definitely strap it on for? Like, what are the determining factors?
Real question, Dewa.
Both of you need to answer this question.
Well, for me personally, like, I have to know you
very well. Yes, that's number one.
I know a lot of people well. If I met you once, I'm using a condom.
You know why we have to know you? So, because we know your lifestyle choices.
Yeah, your lifestyle background.
We know we're around you. We know what's going on. If I don't know you from above, so... I know you must be like really fire, bro, or something. Oh, guys, come. There are times where you perhaps draw somebody that you meet, maybe and you don't really know them.
But
it's not the way to go, you know what I'm saying? But nah, fuck that.
Yeah, for real.
I think, number one, you have to know the person. Number two,
you don't know people, guys, at the end of the day. You really don't fucking know what people are doing.
Yeah, that's true.
What they're carrying. You don't know.
Because you don't know who those people
are. No, you're right. You're right.
What are they carrying?
I don't think there's a right answer to this question.
I think you just want to say that, like...
Stop it, obviously.
But when you're in the spur of the moment... You know which person you're trying. You okay risking it? You know which person you're trying to risk it for. Like you'd be okay getting it.
No one wants anything. Everyone is scared of everything.
Why would you hit someone? Why would you hit a shoddy roll?
Shawty.
Hey, dude.
What would make you hit a raw?
She would have to fucking, like, be tip-notch, dog. Like, out of this world,
oh my gosh,
you know what I'm saying?
Something things,
that won't
bro.
Make you even think about a condom. But sometimes you can see, like, I don't even... Fuck, bro. It's a hard one.
Why do you guys think that's hit you raw?
Sorry, I don't even...
What's that?
So you guys, we the only people here.
No.
Yeah.
What's do you and what's wrong?
So you guys have never had unprotected sex?
No, sir.
I don't know what that is. What's that word?
Okay, let's move on to another question.
Yeah, question.
Absolutely.
Mongi, you ask.
Okay, next question. Shit. Girls, why do girls... Why do girls like leading men on and then like shutting them off when it's time to get shit going?
I will answer this one.
Yes,
I will answer this one.
Bruh, I know it's a lap of stones. You say,
you know why? It's because, okay, let me tell you. Well, personally, what I, when I've done that, why? You go through life, and let's say there's another nigga, you know? There's two niggas you're kind of dealing with. The one, then the one decides, you know, they want to give you attention. So then you go to the nigga you know is going to give you attention, whether you ask him for it or not. So that's why I'm just going to keep pulling his nose, you know, just to get my little boost up from attention and then be like, hey, thanks, got it for the week. It's selfish, but it is what it is, bruh. Where, like, I'm feeling low, I'm feeling down. You know, sometimes it's nice to get a bit of, like, compliments or just attention from a guy, you know, that you're not necessarily gonna kiss or sleep with or anything. Just someone who's gonna be like, yo, what's wrong with you today? Oh, this is okay, cool then.
And you guys do that also though.
Exactly. Don't make me feel bad for my decisions.
No, guys, it's wrong.
Girls do it all the time.
You guys do it all the time though.
Not even just through chats, even like live, like.
Why is the ugliest girl in the group always the leader?
Is that your question?
That is a good ass question.
Why? But Jali group leader Felix is the ugly girl.
Except for my squad, because I'm fucking ugly.
Like, not you guys. You guys are always together. There's only two of you guys. You don't have a squad. But it's like, Felix, like a group of girls. Felix, Kalis Tatsulo Salo or Mo. Why? Why do they?
Stumpy Bamsao.
Really? It has to be something like
that. Maybe she's the one that has the money in the crew or something. Cause why, like, everybody has to leave.
Or maybe she's.
And guys don't normally go for.
Why aren't you guys answering this question? Guys, answer the question.
We don't have an ugly person in our squad.
Okay, literally. For other people who do have ugly people,
but we can't speak on their behalf.
We can't speak on the whole gender behalf.
Can't relate.
Okay, yeah. Well, for all the ugly girls out there, bro, I'm signing looking this cock block. I'm a first one gun bin. I'm a fresh my face. Come on.
Well, maybe then through ball her. And then she won't have to cock block.
Yeah, you guys also have some sort of responsibility.
Okay, no, you see, real team players, they take for the bullet, bro. There's niggas that are team players, they'll take for the bullet. Team. Yeah, but yeah, she just needs attention, that girl, bro. Because hey, first, if Mangadile and her face,
you never understand. Everyone must shout, though. She must now shut the party down. You
know, she's not getting child.
You know,
oh my gosh.
Do I have a question for the niggas? Yeah, I do. Guys. Do you guys understand what, like, roll-on and cologne?
Oh, literally, do you shower?
Like, do you guys get what
this
that
is?
This
is a real question.
Like,
why can you guys go days without showering?
To this one. Okay, actually, like,
why do you guys no.
Yeah, there's
no,
trap days, actually.
Wait, can I say the question proper? Why do you guys not deem being clean and smelling good an important thing to do every day on a daily basis? When you wake up, you go into the shower, you clean, wash yourself, you get dressed, you smell good. Why do you sometimes skip a day of that, or 2 days, or 3 days?
Hey, I won't lie. I think this is a male thing, bruh. I don't know, bruh. It's niggas, I don't know. I don't think every single day we wake up and just have to do that every single day. There's trap days, bruh. We go a day or two.
And then you still want girls to be sucking on you on those trap days.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because it's not like those trap days you're going to stay at home. Those trap days, you still got to come out and still be with
them. If you're going out, you're bound to shower. Like, if you're going out, if you're chilling at home.
But if it's a trap day, guys.
No, no. Like, my recovery day, I'll chill, probably not shower. Maybe shower once. And then your niggas pull up to fetch you. You don't know where your niggas are taking you. So you get in the car, you're like, oh, it's a trap day. And you all hang out, trap day. Fine. Then you end up with somewhere where there's nice bitches. You hit on a chick. Because you're not going to be like, oh, trap day, I'm not going to hit on her because it's a trap day.
Yeah, literally.
Now you're hitting on her and you haven't showered, nothing. And then things are happening, things are heated, and you're gonna go, oh yeah, just come here, baby.
Yeah, bro, first we like cleanliness as guys. You guys are ladies. You're supposed to be smelling good all the time. We're supposed to be smelling good. I'm not defending like niggas and saying we like, bro, we want to be filthy and shit. I'm just saying, like, for guys, we skip a day or two, bro. We skip a day or two. Sometimes we just wear the same shirt and that's it. Gqoke irolo and if it's because that's the ndaba, if it's amajita, bro. Amajita do that.
We also shower.
Yeah,
like
we shower,
going out,
bro. We change our underwear, fresh, bro. We're not like fucking us one of my part of it. Got to, yeah, we skip a day sometimes.
Isn't it your turn now?
No, it's not.
Oh, wait, I have another question. Why do men get weird or awkward about periods or pads or tampons or
fuck
menstruation or...
Oh,
or
I used to until I was in a relationship of 4 years. I used to, I won't lie, I should. And it's still disgusting, and it's still... No, I won't lie, it's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? It's disgusting.
Guys, come on.
It's disgusting, but like, no, as soon as I got into a relationship... When I got into a relationship of 4 years and I was staying with the person, I understood it. I didn't understand it before I met her. I understood it and, okay, I know how it happens. She used to explain it to me, so I got used to it. And then it's like, okay, yeah, no, it's something you can live with. It's not as bad as niggas say. But in your face, before I was with her, I'm getting a face. It smells surf. And now you got mood swings. And you guys get so horny, but I can't. And you're on the red light.
It's weird.
Thank God we don't
cool.
bleed from
cool,
our
like,
dicks.
I understand now, like, because you girls go through it. Like, I can like, go buy you pads and shit and all that kind of shit. But, like, sex string periods and shit.
What if it's like on the last day where it's like so tiny?
Or just
nothing
before the first day, you know?
There's nothing.
You didn't even know.
What if it's in the shower? They always got a way to go around.
Wait, and why you guys wait? Why are y'all so horny during that period, man?
It's literally not a choice, bro.
It's just hormones. You're saying I need to see on mood swings. The swings are on.
Bro. Hey, thank God, males. Hey, fans, we're actually living the best life out here, bro.
Barely.
How does
everybody
it work?
Hates
okay,
you guys?
What's that?
Everyone hates you guys.
As men.
Yeah. How does it work?
Now.
What do you mean, CJ? I thought you said your ex explained it to you.
Never mind. I just answered.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, whose question is it now?
It's you guys. Why do men lean?
Bruh.
Not just men, why do people lean? Because obviously I think someone here also just went to the other side.
Fuck you.
It's a creative drug.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, it's nice, bro.
That's the reason I do it. Like, it makes me think.
Legal. And it's legal, per se, to a certain extent. Yeah, but like, you don't have to. It's not dodgy. You don't have to, like, buy it.
The way
on
you guys have to get it is dodgy.
We're going to the pharmacy.
The system obviously knows what they're doing, guys.
Yeah, but we're not condoning fucking
not
codeine, guys.
We
know, we're not condoning. We don't condone drugs at all. So this mustn't come off as like we're proud
drink
of what we're doing.
This mustn't come out full stop. At this part.
I ain't cutting shit.
But I like it. I like the way it makes me feel.
That's all you need to say, because I mean, alcohol for me, I like what it tastes like. I like how it makes me feel. It's not always about like, what am I drinking? I don't care, bro. As long as it tastes good and it do me good in my mouth. Oh, wait. Guys, this has been such a great fucking conversation. You have enlightened us about the male species. Yo, guys, male species also.
I'm still confused about women after all of this. You guys are still confusing.
You think so?
Yeah, women, we'll never figure you guys out. I think.
But what is it that confuses guys about men? I mean, what? What is it that confuses guys about women?
Women don't know what they want, so how do they expect us to know what they want?
But that's not true. We literally say to
you
what we want.
You guys also just need to fucking figure some shit
out. Okay, yeah, aren't we closing this now?
Okay.
Hey, sick.
Well, it's been good. It's been real. It's been fun. Thank you so much, Esquad. So we'll catch you again next week on another episode of The Cultured Swan by Party Time and Squad. No, it's just by Party Time. I'm lying. And then stay watching and listening to stuff on Deeply Rooted. Thanks, girls. Bye. Hey.
Hi. It's about that time. It's Party Time from The Cultured Swan on Radio DR.co.za.
Mm-hmm.